You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. When budgets tighten, investing in management training is often one of the first things on the chopping block. But managing in this new world is harder than ever before, and most managers don't naturally have the tools and skills to successfully lead. Leaders deserve better development, and losing your critical leaders or your rising stars could spell disaster for your business recovery, as well as your future growth. Because, as we've all heard the saying, employees don't leave bad companies, they leave bad managers. On the line with me is Jennifer Mackin, author of Leaders Deserve Better, A Leadership Development Revolution, and the leader of two consulting firms. Jennifer, thank you for joining me today.
Wow, thank you for having me. What you said was better than I probably wrote in my book.
In that book, you write that the U.S. has been developing leaders the same way since the 1960s. How so? And why do you think that approach doesn't work today?
Absolutely. You know, it has been the same. It's been similar content, which I don't think that that's the problem. The problem is we're not connecting our development with our strategy. And that's been the case since we've been developing leaders, that there's a lack of connectivity between what they're learning and what they know the business requires of them. Secondly, I believe that development should be led by leaders, those who are leading the company and those leaders under their leadership. And so they need to be driving, accountable and driving the development of their people every day, as opposed to sending them out to a program or sending them to a university. So those are two things. Third, I would say that why it hasn't been working is we don't have a way to help our leaders practice and reinforce the good leadership development that they are acquiring. And lastly, we've got to be face-to-face. Even in this time, we've got to have leaders interacting with each other, learning from each other, and holding each other accountable to be better and better every day.
How can current company leaders like CEOs and heads of HR create a better leadership development approach that results in effective leaders for their company's future?
Well, it's hard. It's difficult. I think that they are doing their best and they don't know what to do differently. So what I'm suggesting is that they look at each of these areas and how they are developing their people under these. So I have a tool called the Leadership Development Maturity Tool that will identify what they're doing today in their practices and how they can improve, because often they don't know that they need to connect the work that they're doing with their leaders with strategy. And the strategy is changing constantly now, Vicki, with the pandemic, and everyone's taking in a lot of information and making adjustments along the way. So senior leaders have got to get their heads around what do they need their leaders to do and make sure it's connected to what they need them to do in the near future and long term. So I think that it's about getting everyone aligned, but also the whole team to be responsible and see their role in it so that it gets the right resources and the right attention that it requires.
Why aren't more leaders directly involved in training the next wave of company leaders?
There are a lot of reasons why leaders stay removed from it. I think first and foremost, they don't see it as their job. And you would think as leaders, their number one job would be developing people, because that's what leadership is. But they don't really see it. They see it as more of leading their function. So I think they don't see it as their job. So they hand it off to HR. This is an HR thing. They've got it. They're doing stuff. So I'm sure it's fine. So I think it's handoff to HR. They don't see it as their job. They are really limited on the time that they can spend because of the way they're structured and they're focused on their functional job. So they really are tight on time. All of us are. So to really find it to be priority and to focus on it is really difficult. And lastly, they don't know what to do or how to develop people. Leaders aren't getting even their own development until 7 years after they've been in a role. So they're promoted to be a supervisor without any training. So they don't even know what it means to develop other people. So there's a lot of constraints keeping our leaders from being involved.
I'm speaking with Jennifer Mackin, author of Leaders Deserve Better, A Leadership Development Revolution. Jennifer, what are the ripple effects for a company that has ill-prepared leaders, especially in these challenging times?
Sure. You know, as I said, their number one job, leaders' number one job, first and foremost, is to realize the strategy through their people. So if you think about if they aren't good leaders and they're not readying their people who are the execution power of the companies are going to fail. They are going to not be able to adjust during these times and effectively make changes and hit their goals. So we talk a lot about lack of engagement, which is true, a ripple effect, another one being turnover, but nothing is as big as not realizing the company strategies. That's what we're really looking at as a big problem and why there needs to be a revolution.
In what ways do millennials demand different leadership development?
They mostly demand a focus on development, which I am really excited about. They are demanding that their companies develop them, tell them about what their career projection could be, and getting them the skills they need to do their jobs better. So it's really an emphasis, because I think millennials get a bad rap sometimes of not being as focused or as dedicated or hardworking, and I don't think that's the case at all. They just need different types of development. They're going to need it earlier. We are now asking leaders and those who are individual contributors to learn faster. So we're going to have ways to get them what they need when they need it. So that's going to be the biggest change. But they all have similar drives and ambition. And it's really just about also the lifestyle they want. But they're saying to companies, I want to learn more. I expect that you're going to prepare me for what's next. So that'll be exciting if companies start listening to that.
Why is it that about half of CEOs are replaced with CEOs from outside the organization?
Wow, and you know, that's out of necessity, because that has not been the case historically. And the problem is that if we're not developing people, readying them, and expecting that people are going to stay their careers. So without doing succession planning and preparing leaders as part of the culture, then we're not going to have people like in the CEO role ready. And so they're going outside and trying to pluck CEOs who are already in that role to come and do that role because they don't have anyone internally ready. So it's really about a lack of development, a lack of identifying what leaders do we need in the future, who do we have now, assessing where they are today so that you can identify how to develop them each to get ready for that next role. So it's not just about CEOs, but that's a staggering percentage. You know, it's costly and it doesn't work when CEOs are brought from the outside. I mean, more than not, they don't last longer than a couple of years. So it's a real problem that's really systemic within organizations for lots of key roles.
I've been speaking with Jennifer Macken, author of Leaders Deserve Better, A Leadership Development Revolution. Jennifer, how can people get more information and get your book?
Oh, thank you for asking. You can go to jennifermacken.com, which is M-A-C-K-I-N, jennifermacken.com. You can get the book at any major retailer, but Amazon has Leaders Deserve Better, A Leadership Development Revolution, easily accessible and to your door the next day. So appreciate the question.
And I appreciate your talking with us today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could talk about leadership all day long. Thank you so much, Vicki.
Thank you.